This is Max Entman, and I'm here with Michael Levitt. He's the Senior Director and Vice Chair of the Board of Directors of CDC Development Solutions, and we're speaking today at the event Entrepreneurship in Challenging Times, Implementing Expeditionary Economics here at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. So, Michael, let's speak first about the term corporate social investment. You use it instead of what is, I would say, more common, corporate social responsibility, when you discuss how you've built extensive involvement of the corporate community in development projects. How do you do this?
Well, we started using the term corporate social investment because we thought it was important to show our corporate partners a return on their expenditures. You want to have long-term corporate involvement in development, financing development with personnel, and if you do it as a feel-good, you may only have short-term commitment, where if you can show the company their investment is returning something, a commercial return, a financial return, a political return, even a PR return, then you can annually sit down with them, show them the results of your labors and their labors, and they will hang in because it's a valuable corporate tool, not just a social tool.
Excellent. And you called for greater use of local procurement and local content in post-disaster, this is political, natural, military settings, and the need for cross-institution protocols to maximize opportunities. How does this contribute to expanding stability and prosperity? And then what are the problems?
Well, what we have always tried to do in any post-disaster setting is to build or rebuild the local small and medium-sized business communities. Now, the only way to do that is give them work, give them contracts, create jobs. But if all of these donor organizations and even the military that come in, if you bring everything with you, if you use your traditional international suppliers, all those hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in development aid and reconstruction aid leave the country. Why not leave it at home and let us create the jobs and work with the local small businesses? The problem is that it's not as easy. It's not as certain. The 300 donor organizations or more that go into post-disaster settings have their usual ways of doing business. Only if you work in advance, if you work out protocols, if everyone is in agreement and you have a process, then you can really make it work, and the technical assistance you paid for in the past is going to add benefit immediately.
So you continue to utilize experts and advisors who volunteer to take their time and knowledge overseas and in challenging settings. Why is that, and what's the value?
The key is not just that they're volunteers. That's wonderful for citizen diplomacy and for keeping your costs down. But the most important thing is they're practitioners. They are experts at what they do. They're practical experts at what they do. So if you want to build up a cardboard box industry somewhere, send in a cardboard box guy. You want to build dairy, send in a woman who knows cow. Actually, who can speak cow. And the cross-cultural problems will fall away because of the common experiences sector-to-sector partnering. So when you use volunteers, their practical knowledge, particularly with small and medium-sized business development, is just unmatched.
Lastly, can you give us an example or two of programs or projects that used your organization's start-at-the-end strategy for building local capacity and creating new economic opportunities to enhance stability and expand prosperity?
Well, when we say start at the end, we're always looking to see what's the deal that a small company, a medium-sized business that we've helped develop can build on. Providing training, providing consulting, technical assistance in a vacuum, it can sometimes be worse than irrelevant. So for us, we're always looking for the trade deal, for the business deal, for the supply chain opportunity into which we can plug our various partners. So in Angola right now, a difficult country, we've been working to build the local oil services sector. Now, after 3-4 years, these companies have developed about $250 million worth of contracts with oil majors. The consulting, the training we did with hundreds of local companies to qualify them, to certify them, was much more effectively done because at the end of the day, there was going to be a deal for them. Same thing in agriculture with agribusiness. If you can go to local farmers and say, if we can help you produce world-class tomatoes, because we have a contract to buy those tomatoes if they are world class, believe me, farmers anywhere are happy to take the additional training to work with the new mechanisms and to plug into supply chains so that they will benefit, their families will benefit, jobs will be created. That works everywhere, including in post-disaster or frontier economies.
Michael, thanks so much.
My pleasure.